You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
What if you forgot about the whole idea of retirement? What if you stopped thinking about it as some sort of a finish line, or that it happened at a specific age or a specific date? Instead, what if you focused on becoming financially independent? Because achieving financial independence could happen at any age or any date. In fact, it could happen right now. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck, and this is the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show. And on today's show, we have a special show planned for you in honor of Independence Day. So exactly what is financial independence? We get that question all the time, or, you know, it's obviously something that a lot of folks, you know, try to get to a state of this financial independence. Well, it's never having to work another day in your life unless you want to. It's having a reliable stream of income without having to go to work to earn that income. It's not having to worry about the ups and downs on Wall Street because you have a plan in place to alleviate some of that stress of having to worry about the market dictating your financial life. You can achieve financial independence, but as we know, like anything else, it comes with hard work. It doesn't happen by accident. So coming up on today's show, myself, Keith, and Matt will share with you five things that you must do that could help you achieve financial independence, including 1, the key to generating a consistent and steady stream of income that never stops and keeps going as long as you're going. 2, how you could dramatically reduce your taxes so you can keep your money in your pocket, a huge theme we're going to keep talking about as in, you know, while we have the tax code where it is. And as well, one common thread with people that we've met along the years who have, you know, achieve this financial success and financial independence that a lot of folks try to get to. And so with all that being said, we hope you guys are enjoying your 4th of July weekend. You know, even though it's 4th of July, Matt and Keith, we still got to keep working, right?
Oh, absolutely.
We still have to provide some content. And I think, you know, a lot of folks are starting to transition to the summer months, which is great. But this is obviously a very unique year in 2020. So don't just, you know, let everything go into the summer without, you know, get that plan done first. Then relax on the beaches. Then, you know, try to avoid everything going on right now with, like, you know, protecting yourself from the virus and all that. Make sure there's a plan in place.
Well, and I love the idea of the theme kind of, you know, financial independence. It's Independence Weekend. And but the whole idea of, I just think it's honestly one of the more sort of fulfilling parts of the job is taking people to a point where they're working because they want to.
Correct.
You know, I enjoy all the clients that just say, you know, hey, I still have something to give. I still want to be out there. I still want to be, whether it's networking or working with the, you know, the fact that, like, the challenge of, you know, some project or whatever that may be. But it's such a relief when they just say, yeah, I know that I'm working because I want to.
Correct.
You know, not because I have to.
And Keith, we talk about one of the things we're focusing on a ton in a lot of our client meetings revolves around tax planning. And I just had a client meeting last week. We converted about $60,000-$70,000 to Roth. We did it in a certain tax code that made sense. And we have a plan over the next few years to continue that, because right now taxes are on sale, we feel like. And if there was already evidence of this a year ago before the stimulus package came into play, that taxes are most likely, if not almost definitely, going up in the future, Keith.
And it's funny, Derek, because every time we meet with clients, we're talking to them about, you know, maybe the two risks that we see as the most, you know, or the things that could throw the train off the tracks: market volatility and taxes. And one of the things we're talking about is how they've saved. They've saved in an IRA, they've saved in a 401k, they've saved in a 403b, and they've done a really good job saving. Let's say, for instance, you have $1 million in your 401k. Well, you have a partner in that 401k plan. And it's funny, we talk about that all the time. And Kiplinger actually wrote an article that says you have a partner in your 401k plan, it's Uncle Sam. But here's the interesting part. Every time Congress meets and every time there's new decisions made and there's new tax law passed, they can decide that they want to take a little bit more of that 401k as you start to move forward. And frankly, there's nothing you can do about it. It's just, it's the law, and that's where you're going. And that's why tax planning is so important.
Well, and it's amazing. Sorry to interrupt, Eric, but it's just amazing how, you know, I think it just goes back to why you have a comprehensive plan, because tax planning has a direct impact on income planning. You know, so we want to make sure people have a plan to withdraw their money from your 401k. I mean, you have to have an income plan, which then again talks to your tax plan, because I think a heavy majority of us, a lot of our assets, a lot of our retirement funds are tied into IRAs and 401ks and 403bs. And as Keith was just mentioning, I mean, anytime Congress gets together, they can easily just raise taxes and income taxes. And then everyone who does not have a plan on when and how to withdraw money from their IRAs and 401ks, suddenly their retirement isn't as comfortable as it once was.
Well, you have, the thing is, Matt and Keith, right now we have a time frame, right? We call it a window of opportunity. And that window is slowly shutting. You can see that window creeping down, the shade coming down on the window, because as of right now, the current tax code, the top bracket's 37%. Many years, for most of like the 1900s, it never got below 70%.
Right.
So, and now it's 37%, so it feels like it's high, but there's a huge opportunity right now that we want to make sure we take advantage of. And I was reading a book on tax planning a while back. I remember it talked about Wile E. Coyote, and I forget what was the show, The Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
And there was this, remember how the Roadrunner would always like do things to Wile E. Coyote? And I read an article, it's like, this is when you look at tax planning. He was sitting on the train tracks in like a little cabin, and he had the window shade open, and he's looking down the tracks, and the train's barreling down at him. And instead of doing something about it, like just like in tax planning, we see this happening down the road. Instead of, you know, getting out of the house, he just pulls the shade down and just takes the train coming right at him on in the taxes, or in this case, the train wipes him right out. And so this type of planning is so, so crucial. It is part of our 5-step planning process here at SHP Financial that we build for you and others, called the SHP Retirement Roadmap. And this roadmap consists of 5 individual plans. You know, most advisors just say, hey, buy this stock, invest in this annuity mutual fund. But having a roadmap involves having an income plan, an investment plan, a healthcare plan, a legacy plan, and like we've talked about this entire segment, a tax plan. And tax plan is so important to an overall roadmap and to your retirement plan. So here's the deal. If I asked you how much money you've saved for retirement, I bet a lot of you listening right now would pull that answer right off the top of your head. We all know how much we've saved. But if I asked you how much you'll pay in taxes on that money when you retire, most folks don't have a clue, to be honest. And that's downright scary, because how much you've saved in retirement and how much you've saved for retirement is meaningless unless you know how much you'll be taxed on this money. Think about it. People are concerned about the market. It's going to go down 20%. But if taxes go up 20%, think about what that means. You have to take 20% more out of your portfolio to keep the same amount. So learn how some defensive tax planning strategies could help you dramatically reduce your taxes in retirement with our complimentary retirement tax analysis. This analysis will show you the defensive tax planning strategies that could help you save tens of thousands of dollars. Everyone's situation is different, but we can look at ways within your IRA, 401k, Social Security benefits, investment income, and more to potentially save a ton of money in taxes. Some advisors may charge thousands of dollars just for this one review of your situation. We're going to cover 100% of the cost for the listeners on today's show. The strategies we use are best suited for folks who have saved up at least $250,000, but for some of you who have saved up high 6, 7, or 8 figures, the tax savings could be significantly more. To get your complimentary analysis, call right now. 508-952-6316. If you're seriously interested in how you could potentially save a small fortune in taxes, please call now, because we only have a handful of slots for these appointments every week, and our calendars fill up pretty quickly from the show. Learn how you could, again, potentially save a small fortune in taxes when you retire with our free complimentary retirement tax analysis by calling 508-952-6316. According to Barron's, the Fed sees interest rates nearing zero through 2022. So how will you generate income in retirement? Matt and I will reveal some surprisingly attractive options when we come back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Hi, I'm Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial, here to tell you about our checklist challenge. We found 34 elements within a financial plan that are critical for a successful retirement. The SHP team is committed to finding life solutions so you can have the quality of life you deserve in retirement. So call us at 800-227-7777 to request your checklist challenge today. When we're done, you'll have a complete plan that includes income strategies, investment strategies, tax minimization strategies, a healthcare plan for when you need it, and a legacy plan. You're supposed to have confidence in retirement, and it should be easy. That's where we come in. Call us today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777 for your checklist challenge. Or visit us online at shpfinancial.com. That's shpfinancial.com.
Does the current market volatility have you questioning everything? Will my money last? Should I sell? Should I do nothing and pray the markets recover? It's time to get some real answers, and at SHP Financial, that's exactly what you'll get. No fluff, no Wall Street double talk, just real answers by real people who live right here and understand our local community. We always make it easy to find information. You can watch one of our complimentary webinars or download one of our books online at shpfinancial.com. Whether you've recently lost your job and need some help understanding your options with your 401ks and financial plan, or whether you're retired or planning for retirement and are concerned about your retirement income, we're here to help. Call us at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or go online to shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Imagine if you didn't have to work another day in your life, unless you wanted to. Imagine you had saved enough money or had enough money and income coming in that you didn't have to lift a finger at work. That's what it would be like to be financially independent. And you don't have to wait for it to happen at a certain age or date. It can happen at any time. Welcome to the SHP Retirement Roadmap Radio Show. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And in honor of Independence Day, we're talking about five proven steps that could help you achieve financial independence. Coming up in this segment, the latest options to create consistent and diversified streams of income, even with record low interest rates. So Matt, back in the day, and this is what I get, you know, a lot of times people have is old school versus new school.
Yeah, right.
And if you were, you know, we started the company in 2003 and we were in college in the late 90s. And so we were born, but we weren't there for like the Jimmy Carter days when you could sit and have money in a bank. If you had money in the bank, you were getting right. CDs at what, 15% or something ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. You were paying mortgages at the same
level. The mortgages were a lot higher.
CDs, you could just sit back and just clip coupons.
But even in the 2000s when we started our career, I mean, you can get a CD for 4%, 5%, 6%.
No, absolutely.
And so creating, you know, you still had your taking your chances in the market to make a long-term return. But to get some competitive, reasonable rate of return, there were more safety options at the banks that folks could rely on, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, everything changed with the great financial crisis. I mean, so back in 2008 is really when the whole interest rate, the whole kind of the old school way of doing things was just completely sort of upturned. I mean, you know, back in 2008 with the great financial sort of crisis that happened, the Fed had to cut interest rates down to zero and began what we've been calling every once in a while the war on savers. You know, here were people that had just money in CDs or were hoping to live off, you know, interest off of CDs. Here was also people that were, you know, sometimes bonds as well. You know, bonds would be another source of income that people had. But now bond interest rates in government, you know, government bond interest rates are again extremely low. Then they started to tick back up a little bit, and actually the 10-year T-note hit 3% in October, roughly October 2018. And so then we're like, oh, wait, are we finally getting back to normal interest rates? But now that the pandemic, obviously, that we're all very, very well aware of, interest rates are now back down to zero. The Fed has no intention of raising the interest rates anytime soon. So this is going to be an issue both now and going into the future. And so how you handle that, where you diversify your own income stream, is going to be a challenge. It can be done, but I think people need to realize that you can't go back to the old school anymore. I'm not sure if those days will ever come back.
And Keith, most times in our, when we're dealing with clients, and a lot of folks listening right now that probably say a little bit nervous that want to get a meeting, because you can't just, if you're nervous about taking too much risk and you're nervous about, you know, you don't just want to, if you leave it in the bank, you don't make anything. So right. You have to keep up with inflation and get a reasonable return. When we build an income plan for folks, that's step one of our five-step process in the SHP Retirement Roadmap. And that's something that differentiates us from most other firms, because we look at five individual plans within the roadmap, income being the first one that we usually start working on. And most folks that we deal with, they want to make sure they have some sort of safety net at least built around their core essential living needs.
Like a foundation, right?
Exactly.
You want to know what you need on a monthly basis. And, you know, I always ask clients, I'm like, you know, why are you able to do the things that you do while you're working? You can go out to dinner. You can take a trip. You can give money to your kids or take your grandkids or wherever. And it's because you're working, because you have what? Income coming in. So it's so important to establish that a similar income or a needed income as you transition from your working years to retirement years. It's interesting. There was a nice quote and a nice study by Allianz, and I think I've mentioned this on the show before, but Allianz did a study, and 60% of the people that took part in that study feared running out of money in their life more than passing away or more than dying. Which is a very interesting study.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Absolutely, because that's a greater fear.
And it is. And The Balance actually did a nice article on how you should transition your assets. It's basically, and a lot of folks know this, but it's nice to revisit, is, you know, while you're working, while you're making your contributions, you want that money in growth-oriented or growth stocks or growth funds or growth ETFs. But as you near retirement, you need to consider shifting your assets to now more conservative / income-based investments, things like annuities, things like bonds, things like dividend, you know, equities, more blue chips, things like that.
Well, and that's the thing. That's what I was going to sort of add on, too. I mean, we talk about, you know, sort of a step you take is to diversify your income. But as I mentioned, it's just in the issues with the interest rates, but it's just hard because there are so many different options. Like Keith just mentioned a couple. So let me just review for all of our listeners. You know, you have dividend stocks. So it's like, okay, which company should I buy? Well, I hope they don't cut their dividends. You know, then you have bonds. And there's all different types of bonds. You have government bonds, corporate bonds, municipal bonds. Which one should I buy? Should I get an ETF or should I get individual bonds themselves? There are REITs, which are real estate investment trusts. That's another income source. Then you have annuities. And annuities are like, there's a huge, you know, sort of story to annuities as well, because there's so many different types, everything from immediate annuities to deferred annuities to indexed annuities. I mean, I just, my main point is that I feel for all of our listeners sometimes to try to navigate all of that to find, okay, what combination of all of this is the right match for me? And obviously, that's why we're here, but I can't blame someone for being frustrated.
Well, a lot of folks right now, if you're 50, 55, 60, and you're thinking about retiring in the next 5 or 10 years or somewhere in between there or less, or if you already are retired, a lot of times we sit down with folks. I was sitting down with someone for the first time a few weeks ago, and they needed income, right? But Matt, the problem was their portfolio as it was constructed now was more growth-oriented. Mm-hmm. And it was paying a little bit of dividends, but it was not their, the way, the what their goals were and what their portfolio was did not match. So it's like, you know, when you want to get income, right, and that's your goal, and you have a portfolio that has nothing to do with income but more growth-oriented, that's a mindset that has to be changed.
No, absolutely. I mean, we talk about how during your working years, those are your accumulation years. That's when you're trying to save. That's when you just kind of do everything in the kitchen sink. But as we're just saying, I mean, with interest rates where they are, with you know the concerns that, that Keith was mentioning in that Allianz survey of, you know, 60%, I mean, fear it more than death. I mean,
that's a lot.
That's saying something. I mean, and but that's why the distribution phase with all these different streams of income is just so difficult to navigate. But that's why you have to have a plan.
Well, if you're listening right now, according to Barron's, the Fed sees interest rates near 0% through 2022. This makes generating income virtually impossible for traditional sources that many of us and you have used in the past, like CDs and savings accounts that just aren't paying. This forces you to take more investment risk. But given the recent roller coaster ride on Wall Street, can you stomach that much risk? And everyone's different, right? The good news is there are better options for generating income that you may not even know exists. And that's why we've created our retirement income analysis. It's all part of our retirement roadmap process, but income planning is like the foundation. That's the main thing we want to start with. In this 50-minute analysis, we'll quickly assess your situation and share the strategies other people are successfully using today that could generate a steady and diversified stream of income during your retirement. We're going to do this customized retirement income analysis for the listeners on this show today, and we're not even going to charge you a dime. If you save more than $250,000, call 508-952-6316. Our staff has only set aside a handful of slots and appointments for this analysis every week, and they fill up pretty quickly from the show, so don't wait. The number again is 508-952-6316, 508-952-6316. According to Forbes, 96% of Americans claim their Social Security benefits at the wrong time, and this mistake can cost them an average of $111,000. When we come back, Matt and I will share the strategy that could help you avoid this mistake.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit them online at shpfinancial.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855 or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Don't be at the mercy of Wall Street. The erratic stock market volatility could cost you hundreds of thousands and keep you or put you back in the workforce. For those near or in retirement, large market downturns could be devastating to your future. So if you're over the age of 55 and aren't 100% sure that your retirement plan is protected, call SHP Financial today at 800-227-7777 for a retirement readiness review. It takes about an hour to find out if you're too exposed to stock market swings, if fees are eroding your gains, if you're paying too much in taxes, and if you're maximizing on your Social Security benefits. You can have the financial security you deserve. Take charge of your retirement and call the retirement team at SHP Financial today. 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit shpfinancial.com. That's shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
What if you forgot about the whole idea of retirement? What if you stop thinking that it has to be at some sort of, we have to get to some sort of finish line, or that it has to happen at a specific age or specific date? Instead, what if you focused on achieving financial independence? Welcome to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Matthew Peck and Keith Ellis. And in honor of Independence Day, we're talking about five proven steps that could help you achieve financial independence. Coming up on this segment, how you could avoid losing out on tons of potential savings or potential money, within the Social Security income benefits that you may or may not qualify for. As well as we're going to talk about some major pillars of your plan that you want to make sure you have covered beyond just Social Security, beyond generating income, a lot of other areas that should be covered in a full holistic plan. And Matt, sometimes we see folks, right? Well, and there's even like workshops on Social Security. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people just look at it in a vacuum. And what I mean by that is, okay, if I'm getting X amount out of Social Security, if I live to be this age,
yep,
this is a cutoff date. But there, what I find the biggest fault, everyone's saying, yep, here's a date. We're saying that means nothing unless you look at Social Security triggering within an overall plan, within your specific plan, you listening to the show right now, what your strategy looks like could be totally different than your neighbor, than your friend, than your brother, than your sister, because every situation is literally, you have to look at it in the concept of an overall plan, not just, hey, you're 62 and if you take it this age, because then that doesn't look at the effect it has on your investments. If you're delaying till 70, you have to pull more out of your investments to cover the same amount, right?
Well, absolutely. And I think honestly that at least for a lot that I read, I'm going to share some stats with you guys. But, you know, I think Social Security is one of the more sort of, confusing. I think maybe if you add Social Security and Medicare, you might want to stick them all, all the government programs together to a certain extent. But I think there's just a lot of confusion over there. And then what people do, to your point, Derek, is that they'll just say, all right, let me just do this quick math equation and I'll figure out Social Security. And I'll just do, again, take it at 62, it earns this or what have you, but completely missing out on the big picture. So here's some statistics. In a recent study, only 1 in 300 people, only 1 in 300 people between the ages of 60 and 70 could answer 5 basic questions. So 99.6% of the people got it wrong. And that's just frightening when you think about the hundreds of thousands of dollars that's at stake when it comes to, when you go into Social Security, when you climb, when you go into claim and just ways of maximizing it. You know, let me give you one example about how it's not as simple as just that math equation that you were talking about. You know, a recent client of mine came in. And, with all the recent, trillions of dollars that were passed, we really kind of sharpened our pencils and did a whole lot of tax planning to talk about, all right, how do we buy out and unwind all of his IRA dollars? So we really explored and with Bill's CPA, we worked on establishing a Roth conversion scenario. And so, helping with the CPA, with Bill, we would talk about different ways of doing a Roth conversion. Now, I share that all with you because at the same time, we were talking about Social Security. And I said, Bill, I think in your situation, because he was about 64, 65. So he was considering, it's like, oh, should I go into Social Security? Should I not? He was obviously, didn't want to leave money on the table. But I was like, well, Bill, if we want to, sort of unwind your IRA positions, if we want to take advantage of the current tax codes as they are, because we're concerned they're going to be going through the roof, we should actually delay Social Security as long as we can.
Keep your income lower.
Right, exactly. And thus keep your income lower. And that way we can do more Roth conversions. We could sort of speed up the Roth conversion process while at the same time delaying Social Security, which in turn sort of maximized it because he had longevity in his family. He had,
it's like a win-win.
It was a win-win. But it's a perfect example of how, in Bill's situation, the planning that we do, it's not happening in a vacuum. It's like, okay, here's our Social Security decision. Here's our tax planning decision. Here's our income, because where else were we going to get it from? And, we had some cash that we could bring to bear for income. So here it is, like income / Social Security / tax planning, all for this one, for Bill, right?
That's the thing, Matt. I had a Zoom call with a client that's been with us for many, many years from Wayland, Mass. And on Wayland, Mass, they had their situation was a little bit different where he was still working. His wife had retired And in their situation for him, it made sense for him to delay Social Security till 70. But his wife's situation, based on her career, job, pension, offset, everything else, it made sense for her to take at 65. And so that's why not everyone's situation, everyone that comes in has different Social Security triggering decisions. And it's not, you really have to make sure it's done for you, not just in a vacuum. And, you know, going back to that study, if you think about a plan, right? And this is, you know, when you think about that plan Matt just talked about, you know, Matt contacting his client, contacting the client's CPA, and working together on a strategy, are you getting that advice right now, right? I just want to stop and have you think about that. Because according to Kiplinger, and we talked about the five pillars of retirement, Kiplinger also had an article that talked about planning for retirement is like building a house. The fundamental features of any home are the foundation, walls, and roof. Of course, there are details like electrical, plumbing, finish work, but unless the core components are constructed properly, in the correct order, in working together as designed, the other components can't be expected to perform as intended. So when you think about building a house, right, you have a blueprint, that's like building a retirement plan. The retirement blueprints we design for our clients include the foundation, and that's like your income. That's including where your income's gonna come from. But it starts with Social Security, right? It starts with how are you taking Social Security? Where's the rest of your income gonna come from? Do you need a pension? Is it pension income versus lump sum? Then once that foundation's built, we look at the walls. The walls are like growth in income, composed of assets, not always tied to the stock market, maybe a component of each, maybe some dividends, things like that. And the roof is typically more growth-oriented investments with exposure to the market. And that, Matt, that's just, when you're looking at the walls, foundation, and roof, not to get everyone confused, but that's just like income and investment planning, right? That's only two of the five pillars that you want to have within your plan.
Well, and just to go back to that foundation, you know, and I think that the reason why that article kind of really resonated with us is because, you know, I vividly remember in, you know, sort of images of Hurricane Katrina and, you know, down like the Gulf Coast, and this massive storm came and wiped out all these homes and all these communities. But, you know, so when the storms cleared, you could still see the foundation. You know, you could still see that where the homes were, and the foundation still stood. So no matter how big the storm is, whether it's, again, obviously what I'm talking about, the hurricane, but whether it's a financial storm, that let's say something comes and just, you know, devastates your growth assets, which is your roof we just talked about, or even the walls at that point, you have the foundation, which is the income, you know. And so that's why, like, we spend so much time talking about when to, you know, claim Social Security, and, you know, in which, how to diversify your income and to develop, you know, required minimum distributions or how to withdraw from IRAs with taxes. That's why we spend so much time, because that's the foundation of the house. And no matter what happens out there in the world at large, we want to make sure that foundation continues for the rest of your life.
And Keith, sorry, I've shut you out over here. So I basically want to make sure I get you involved here. And sorry about that.
That's all right.
Matt and I were having a conversation here. but in Social Security planning, how many, you probably run thousands in your career, right? Just with clients and all these different decision makings.
Yeah, because it's so important. It's such an important decision. And The Guardian actually did a nice article on that and talks about how difficult Social Security is to replicate. Because you think about it, it's something that's indexed for inflation. It's guaranteed for as long as you live, and it's unrelated to any of the financial markets. So it doesn't have any of the swings that the stock market has. So that's why it's such an important decision. And then I was really, when you guys were talking, I was listening to what Matt was saying, and how that Social Security decision interacts with everything else is so important.
I completely agree, Keith. Have you made an average or above average income throughout your working life? If so, the traditional rules for filing for your Social Security benefits might not apply to you. You've probably been told a ton of times that delaying your benefits as long as possible will yield you the most income from Social Security, but this strategy could cost you some of your hard-earned money in retirement. Why? There's a few different reasons. Because when you consider the impact on taxes and Medicare premiums, plus when you consider the impact of your portfolio that you have to withdraw from in order to delay Social Security, the net-net could be far less money. So make sure you learn how to maximize your Social Security income with our complimentary customized Social Security analysis. The strategies we use are most effective for those of you listening that have saved more than $250,000. So to get your complimentary customized analysis for you, call 508-952-6316. Some advisors charge hundreds of dollars for this particular analysis, so we want to make sure we cover 100% of the cost for it just for the listeners who call today at 508-952-6316. In all honesty, if you're seriously considered or interested in learning how you can get more from Social Security and figure out what makes sense in your particular situation with your tax code and your investments that you have, don't wait. Give us a call now. As you can imagine, with the shows that we have, we get quite a few calls in our calendars for our advisors fill up pretty quickly. So if you've saved up more than $250,000 and you have not filed for Social Security, call 508-952-6316. Again, that's 508-952-6316. When you retire, risk is a four-letter word. Learn the key that could reduce your investment risk and more coming up in our next segment.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Hi, I'm Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. To say the stock market has been like a roller coaster lately is an understatement. And if you feel like you've dodged a bullet now that the market is on an upswing, think again. SHP Financial is in business for times like these, and especially for those nearing or in retirement. We help our clients reduce their risk from market declines by focusing on asset protection, steady income, and ultimately their quality of life. So if you feel more confident about a substantial decline in the market than you do about your own retirement plan, call us at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777 for your complimentary retirement roadmap review, or visit us online at shpfinancial.com. Our goal is to find solutions that help our clients to retire with confidence.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
What is financial independence? It's about never having to work another day unless you want to. It's about enjoying a reliable stream of income without having to go to work. It's about never having to worry about the ups and downs on Wall Street again. Achieving financial independence can transform the rest of your life, and you don't have to wait for a certain age or date to achieve it. Welcome to the Retirement Roadmap Show, from SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And in honor of Independence Day, we're talking about five proven steps that could help you achieve financial independence. Coming up in this segment, the key to minimizing your investment risk, plus why having a comprehensive financial game plan is one thing that could put you on fast track to achieving financial independence, as well as one of the things we've been talking about is the hidden risk in retirement that you have the most control over. So Matt, one of the things I think, you know, is common when we talk about risk in retirement, it's not just the market, but that's one of the first risky places we start, because you don't want the same ups and downs when you're in your 30s as you do when you're 50s, 60s, 70s and beyond.
No, and not that by no means do we want, you know, sort of a pandemic to prove a point, but it was clearly proven that the market does not always go up. You know, I think people need to, you know, I think as, you know, we were just experiencing the longest bull market in history. And so, you know, all of our balances, all of our 401k balances were just seem to be going up and up and up. And so it's just, when it comes down hard. Yeah. And, you know, like, for example, you know, I'll give you some numbers in a second, but it affects people's mindset. It affects people's, okay, you know, like according to Yahoo Finance, that you know, people of all ages sort of are looking to take risk off the table. Now, that might be good or bad for you depending on the situation, but, you know, according to this article, after a record-breaking 401k balances in the past few years, retirement investors saw their average balance drop 19% in the first quarter to 91,400 from the fourth. So 19% in 3 months, just a shocking reversal of fortunes that jarred even younger investors who have time on their side.
Yeah.
And so it's just more of, it just shows that we should all remember that, but also at the same time, you know, take steps to reduce the risk. So people say, how? Okay, well, number one, it's tried and true, but we talk about diversification. Proper asset allocation is so important because, you know, sometimes it can be very difficult to not get caught away and all, you know, get caught up in all the companies that are going crazy high right now, like Zoom or, you know, what were the other, some of the other ones, like DraftKings. I mean, it's just like, oh, it's gonna be great, you know? And it's like, no, that's exciting. And maybe if you're a day trader, you know, you can have a little fun there. But in general, it's more about the, you know, making sure you have a large cap, small cap, mid cap, international, developed markets. Again, all of these different areas, because it doesn't lead to these amazing gains when the market's going crazy. But most importantly, it does not lead to these massive losses when times are real tough.
Correct.
And as you enter retirement, you do need to make sure that you're diversifying your portfolio. But then also that this isn't just a one-time thing, Derek. It's not like, okay, I'm going to diversify, then I'm done. But then you also have to continue to rebalance it. And you have to, it's like tending a garden. It's just something that you have to continually to go back to every once in a while to make sure that that mix of all of the, you know, all the different asset classes that we're talking about is still right for you. Because you might diversify when you're 60, but a 60-year-old portfolio should be different from an 80-year-old's portfolio, which should be different from a 40-year-old's portfolio. And so forth. So absolutely reducing investment risk is important because things like this happen. Pandemics happen. Black swan events happen. Global political stuff like 9/11 happen. These things happen and you just do not want to be caught at the wrong possible time, you know, if you want to achieve financial independence.
And that's why, if you know, for most folks that we work with, they don't want to have to look at this every day. They want to rely on folks like us to take care of the rebalancing, the diversification and whatnot, right? And as part of a planning step, planning process as well. It's all about not only we handle the investments for our clients, but we handle things like tax planning, not tax returns. When you're looking what happened in the past, tax planning, what's going on in the future, which is part of the five-step roadmap process that we create here that Kiplinger even referred to, Matt.
No, absolutely. So here are the five areas: income, investment, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning.
And that's what they say.
Those are the five pillars.
Yeah, they say, Kiplinger said, successful retirement plans are built on those five pillars, right? And that's what we do each and every day for the clients that we serve. But one of the things I wanted to transition to again is we think of risk as the market. But as we've talked about previously on previous shows, conversations, and even this show, one of the things that's a huge hidden risk in retirement is taxes. Because we can kind of control what tax bracket we're in to a point and how much we're paying, and we know where the taxes are right now and what the tax code is. What we don't know is where it's going to be in the future. And many of the experts and research that we've done think, you know, we think that taxes are going to be on the rise, which is a big risk in retirement. Today we've been talking about how to achieve financial independence. When you think about growing your wealth or getting more out of what you have, you might be thinking about reaching for a bigger return on your investments. But unfortunately, as we all know, that comes with a lot of additional risk. One of the fastest and safest ways that you could increase your wealth is probably not what you think it is. It's actually by reducing taxes when you retire, or even sooner if possible. Many people believe that you don't have any control over your taxes, but that's not true. In fact, you have more control over how much you pay in taxes than any time in your life, because right now we have a window where taxes are lower than where they were, and they're probably going up in the future. And like Matt always says, you can't control the market. We can't control how stocks and bonds perform on a regular basis. But if you know the tax code and you can do some planning that it literally takes an act of Congress to change, that's something that you want to make sure you can control as much as possible. I want to show you how to do this. And we want to show you how to do this with our retirement tax analysis. This analysis will reveal the defensive tax planning strategies that could potentially help you save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands or more, with your IRA, 401k, Social Security benefits, investment income, and more. Everyone's situation is different, but if I were you, I'd want to at least know what the possibilities are. You might expect to pay hundreds of dollars for this analysis. We're going to cover 100% of the cost for the listeners of this show today. And as I mentioned, our defensive tax planning strategies are suited for those who have saved at least $250,000 of retirement assets. If you've saved high six figures, seven figures, or eight figures, as you know, the tax savings could be even more significant. So to get your free analysis, call 508-952-6316. Again, that's 508-952-6316. 952-6316. If you want to save a lot of money in taxes when you retire, don't wait, because for our advisors here at SHP Financial, we have a handful of slots open every week, and they do fill up pretty quickly. So before the summer, before you get totally into summer mode, get this analysis done. See where you stand from a tax standpoint. The number is 508-952-6316. Again, that's 508-952-6316. After the break, we're going to leave you with our top three takeaways from today's show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Everyone, except your retirement plan, seems to be getting a bailout. And every market drop only heightens your awareness of just how vulnerable you might be. There are no second chances at retirement, and what's taken you a lifetime to accumulate seems to be disappearing almost overnight. If you're ready to take back control, then start today by watching SHP Financial's complimentary webinar to learn what's happening, and more importantly, what you can do about it. Register online at shpworkshops.com and watch it right now. There are strategies you can put in place to help protect yourself from market volatility and to help protect your retirement income from market losses. Call SHP Financial for a complimentary phone or virtual meeting at 800-227-7777 or check out a webinar online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So on this show, myself, Keith, and Matt talked about a lot of the keys that you could do to try to achieve financial independence, right? Instead of just trying to pick a retirement date based on age, some of the things that we can work through to get to you to a place where you feel like you have this financial independence. As we always do, we want to leave you with the top three takeaways from the show. If you missed a show, two things you can do. Number one, you can go to our website, shpfinancial.com, a ton of articles, information, and also our past radio shows there. In addition, we have a podcast. So if you, however you listen to your podcast, you can go there and type in SHP Financial and subscribe to our podcast to hear all our past shows and podcast content there. So I'll start with you, Keith. What was your big takeaway from today's show?
Yeah, we spent a whole segment talking about Social Security and the cascading effect that it has in your retirement plan. But the idea of having a written plan around Social Security and knowing when to take it, why to take it, and why it's so important. Again, I want to reference that article by The Guardian. And this is what people need to realize, is that Social Security is in itself is a very difficult thing to replicate. And that's why you got to take the planning around it seriously. It's indexed for inflation. It's guaranteed for your life. And it has no, the financial markets have no effect on your Social Security check. So when we build a retirement income plan, we're building a Social Security plan around that. And we start there. And that's called the foundation in our planning process.
Yeah, and there's so many decisions to make around Social Security that it's important to see how, when you're getting a Social Security analysis, you have to look at it in the scope of your situation, your plan, how your assets are managed, tax status, so much more than just saying, all right, I'm going to take Social Security at this age. Matt, what was your takeaway today?
I just want to kind of go back to the two risks that are sort of present when people enter retirement. I think one risk most people are quite aware of, especially with the pandemic and everything, of market risk, you know, where, you know, events are going to happen that are going to, you're going to suffer losses in your portfolio. And if you can't survive, you know, if your income is dependent on that, or if you're, you know, if you're going to outlive your savings because you're taking on too much risk, well, again, market risk is the first place that you want to go. But there's also the risk of taxes. And I can't stress that enough, because with so much trillions of dollars spent, taxes really, I mean, they're already slated to go up already based on current law, but most likely they're going to go up as well based on all the trillions of dollars and all the stimulus packages that were passed. So that is a risk to anyone that has a majority of their savings in IRAs and 401ks. If a majority of your savings are those types of vehicles, all Congress has to do is just dial up the income taxes, and now suddenly you have less saved for retirement, just like that, stroke of a pen. So take a look at, obviously, market risk. Most people know about that, but don't forget about tax risk.
And that's the thing too. So Keith and Matt talked about a tax analysis, a Social Security analysis. And one of the things I want to bring this all back to is what makes, we feel like, since we started our firm in 2003, we have a team here. It's myself, Keith, and Matt, partners. We have a great team behind us of about 30 working on behalf of our clients. And so when we talk about a plan, we talk about the retirement roadmap. It's funny because we looked at a Kiplinger article and it talked about the five pillars of a successful retirement plan: our income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. Within those, there's all different subsets like generating income, reducing taxes, maximizing Social Security, having a strategy to withdraw money from your IRA, 401k, and retirement accounts, avoiding the devastating impact of RMDs, how to stay one step ahead of inflation, having an estate plan, reducing your fees and expenses, and having a plan for skyrocketing costs of healthcare and long-term care. So we always say planning for retirement is like building a house. You have the foundation, walls, and the roof, but then there are all the details like electrical, plumbing, finish work. Unless the core components are constructed properly, in the correct order, and working together as designed, the entire plan can't function as it should. And that's why we believe, that's what makes us different here. That's why we have the retirement roadmap that looks at all areas of retirement, brings them together for you under one plan, under one roadmap to get you to and through retirement. So normally I'd urge you, hey, the summer's coming and we all, you know, we're July 4th weekend, let's start relaxing. This is a different world we're in right now, right? There's a lot going on with a pandemic and everything else that's going on. I don't think, if you don't have a plan in place, I don't believe now's the time to hesitate. So don't procrastinate. Get your retirement roadmap review in the calendar. When you call, we'll send you a complimentary copy of our book, the SHP Retirement Roadmap, to get you started on this journey. All you have to do on your end, don't procrastinate. Like I said, call right now, 508-952-6316 to book your complimentary retirement roadmap review. 508-952-6316. Have a safe and happy 4th, everyone. We look forward to talking to you next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Examples and illustrations are for example purposes only, and individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and are only used for client meetings.